This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
We have a state champion already crowned today in the Boys Hockey Tournament 1A. East Grand Forks, the number 4 seed, knocks off defending champ St. Cloud Cathedral 2-1 in overtime today. And then, of course, tonight, the 2A title game at the Xcel Energy Center. And it'll be number 1 seed Moorhead against number 2 seed Stillwater. The Spuds beat Edina 4-3 in the nightcap in the early game. Stillwater shut out St. Thomas Academy 4-0. So the Ponies and the Spuds tonight at 7 o'clock in 2A next week. Girls' State Hoops. It is Williams Arena and Maturi Pavilion on opening day on Wednesday. Just an absolute outstanding setup for that tournament. If you want to watch 3A at Maturi Pavilion, you can. You want to go next door to the barn and watch 4A to start the tournament. It's really great stuff. And the head coach of the number 1 seed in 4A, the Maple Grove Crimson, Mark Cook, joins us on the line. Mark, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Hey, Steve, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to visit with you. And we should point out, if you hear the Cook name, yes, his brother Dan, I joke, your older brother Dan, is a producer here at CC.
Much older, like a much, much older brother.
He works with Jason Durasha on Drive Time. I thought I'd throw that out there. How long have you been at the helm, Maple Grove?
This is year 20.
Wow. It is a great, you know, a great run, and congrats, and especially a school like Maple Grove that has terrific athletics all over the board. I mean, you name the sport, very competitive, and congrats on what was an outstanding season, and still work to do.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You know, it's this is what we've kind of been shooting for all year, and the girls are. They're excited about it, and we were at practice today, and they were locked in, and they know there's a lot more work to do, but we're excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, when you got started and practice started in the fall, did you feel like you had a chance not only to do great in the Northwest Suburban, but ultimately win the section and go to state and be a contender?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great season last year. You know, we finished fourth in the state last year, which was the best that the school had ever finished. And so we knew we could build on that a little bit. We had a lot of kids coming back. And we have a senior by the name of Jordan Odie who's going to Michigan State, who is she's a game changer. I mean, she's just a different level kind of player. And, you know, we knew with her and the group of girls that we've got around her who are also all very talented, hardworking, that we had a chance to be special this year, and they've lived up to that.
And what's it like coaching a player with that type of skill? And I know you've had some good ones over the year, and you know, just someone that has the ability to flat take over the game.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It's fun as a coach. I mean, it makes you look really, really smart sometimes, you know, which is nice. But she, you know, Jordan is an incredible player. You know, she's an even better person. You know, I mean, she's just a great kid, great leader, great, just great human being. But, you know, when your best player is also your hardest working player, you know, that just raises the level of everything in the gym. And you know, the reality of it is I've got a group of seniors that have been playing together since they were in second grade. They're able to kind of hold each other accountable, which is really fun as a coach when you don't always have to be the bad guy. You're not always having to make all the kids are kind of going to each other and saying, hey, we got to do this better. We got to do this better. Hey, we can't do that. We can't make that pass. We can't take that shot. And nobody takes it personally and doesn't carry over into the locker room. It's like, yep, nope, let's dig in. Let's fix it. Let's go. As a coach, that's really fun.
Yeah, and to be the number one seed when you have, you know, these perennial powers like Hopkins in the tournament, they're on the other side of the bracket. I mean, there's so many good players, Mark, night in and night out. You see it in the Northwest Suburban. You see it in your non-conference schedule, and certainly in this tournament. There's just a lot of great players.
Yeah, it's girls basketball in the state of Minnesota is in a really, really good place. You know, I mean, we had the good fortune this year to, you know, we played Providence Academy and we played, so we got to see, you know, Madden Greenway. We played Minnehaha Academy, so we got to see Addie Mack. You know, we played Eden Prairie, so we got to see Torrey. We played Hopkins. We played Wayzata. We played all of these teams that have some of the top players in the state. We even went up to Alexandria and played, and they have Hadley Thill, who's just an incredible player. And there's so much talent in the state of Minnesota right now in girls basketball that, you know, this tournament is, I think, it's really fun because I think this tournament is as wide open as any tournament we've had in a while, in the sense of, you know, anybody could walk away with the state champion. I think 1 through 8, all 8 of these teams are talented. They've got great players. They've got great coaching. And I think you're going to see a lot of really, really good basketball games.
Mark Cook joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, head coach, number one seed in 4A Maple Grove. The tournament starts Wednesday at the Barn. They get the early game at 10 a.m. against White Bear Lake area. This group's been there. You've been there. What's it like playing in the Barn?
The Barn is great. You know, it's a great venue. It's you know, honestly, it's in the you know, 6 times or whatever I've been to the state tournament now, the you know, the first few years we played at Target Center, which is also cool. It's different, but I just think the Barn is such a great place for basketball, and for the girls tournament, I think it's the right fit, and we fill it, and it's exciting, and it's loud, and it's a great, you know, whereas Target Center can be kind of big and empty at times, you know, and so I just think the Barn is just an awesome spot to host this tournament.
Well, and I mentioned I've had the opportunity to do first-round quarterfinal games in 3A at Maturi Pavilion the last few games on the High School League streaming service, NSPN.TV, and I think the combo platter of Maturi Pavilion right next door to Williams Arena is just great for this tournament. There's a buzz in the building, and it's fun to be able to go back and forth and watch hoops.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's just a great setup, and I think you're right in the sense of you're able to go back and forth and watch games, and that Wednesday, that first day of the tournament, it's just becomes such a special day because you just get to see so much great basketball.
Yeah, and what about this field? We already mentioned number 2, Hopkins. Future conference opponent as Maple Grove makes a move to the lake. You're going to see the likes of Hopkins and Wayzata and Minnetonka and Edina a lot more starting next year.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, as a school, we're really, really excited about the opportunity. You know, the Northwest Suburban has been great. You know, it's the schools that, you know, we have district rivalries in the Northwest Suburban. We've had, you know, great basketball with Centennial and Elk River and, you know, all of those schools that are you know, and being able to play Osseo and Park Center. You know, it's been a really, really great conference for us. But I think, you know, it reaches a point in time where, you know, for the good of the game as a whole, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And our school, you know, made the decision to pursue moving to the lake, and it's very exciting, and we're excited. You know, we've been very blessed and fortunate to win 4 consecutive Northwest Suburban Conference championships, and 67 consecutive wins in the Northwest Suburban. So I'm not so sure that they're really sad to see us go, but but we're excited about the new opportunity in the lake, and we know that it's going to be, I saw what it did for St. Michael, and I'm excited about what it can do for Maple Grove too.
Well, Mark, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today, and when you get a chance, say hello to your older brother.
I will. He's probably, who knows, he's probably sitting at home eating roast beef sandwiches right now, doing whatever he's doing. I don't know, who knows what he's doing, but I love him, and I just I'm so grateful that he's able to be able to continue to work at WCCO and do what he loves, and I know him and Jason have a great relationship, and so it's always fun to listen to them. So thanks for having me on, Steve. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to visit with you again, Mark. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
There he is, Mark Cook, Maple Grove head coach, number one Crimson in the state tournament. They play White Bear Lake in the opener at the Barn Wednesday at 10 a.m. The noon game, number five Brainerd, number four Lakeville North. And then the other side of the bracket at two, number seven Anoka against number two Eastview. And then the late game at four, number three Hopkins against number six Chaska, and that is the 4A bracket. We'll talk more about 3A, 2A, and 1A a little bit later on in the program. Right now, quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Phil Miller will join us from spring training down in Florida. You saw the Twins and Red Sox today play a long one. Twins win 9-8. They'll play the Orioles at their place tomorrow, beginning at noon, here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.